We've got an exclusive interview with N-Hypen, Halsey and her man call it quits, Rihanna and Lindsay have that pregnancy glow, Shensia breaks down her favorite Jamaican slang, and we learn more about Kenzie in a rapid-fire game. Hey guys, welcome to Billboard News. I'm Rania Niftos, and Tetris had a very special assignment in Vegas over the weekend, hanging out with N-Hypen and talking new music.
N-Hypen just announced their next album, Dark Blood, is coming May 22nd. And I was in Las Vegas with the boys to talk about it.
Dark Blood, how's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What can the fans expect?
First of all, 네, 새로운 음악, new genre, new style of music, 춤도 약간 여태까지 했던 거랑 되게 많이 다른 스타일인 것 같아요. 엄청나게 새롭습니다. N-Hypen으로 이제 데뷔를 해서 여태까지 해봤던 것 중에서 가장 약간 신선한 거지 않나라는 생각을 합니다. 그렇죠. 뭐라고 하시죠?
네, 모든 걸 쏟아부었습니다.
I feel like they're not going to expect something like this from us. We put everything into this album, so hope you guys are excited.
And what's the most exciting part to prepare when you're doing a new era? Like, is it the dancing you're ready for, or the recording in the studio? What do you get most excited for?
영상 퀄리티가 이번에 되게 높은 것 같아요, 다. 네, 만족하는 그런 결과물이 되게 많았던 것 같습니다.
We're all really happy with it, so we're very excited when it comes out.
Wait until you see the rest of the fun we had with them in Vegas. It's not like anything you've ever seen with N-Hypen before.
Please stay tuned, let's get it.
Our exclusive tour stop with N-Hypen drops next week.
Mom, I'm in Billboard.
I can't wait to see that tour stop. Now Coachella may be over, but I'm still trying to hold on. Shensia shared with us some of her favorite slang, and I'm here to share it with you.
Hey guys, it's Shensia, and this is my favorite Jamaican slang. Bonkies, bomboclat, wagwan, wai, awadat, mananwa. Bonkies to me is like when I'm excited or I just found something out, it's like bonkies, like really? It's like really? Wagwan is just the basic, you know, greeting people. I want everybody to be familiar with that and know how to say it properly, because when I say it, some people are like wagwan, rolling their tongue, or wagwan, you know, you gotta have the right attitude when you're saying that. Bomboclat to me is just a form of bad gal expression, and I like to use that term when I'm trying to teach Americans or non-Jamaicans something from my dialect, you know. It's a really bad gal thing, but you know, bad influence.
Okay, on to some serious news. Halsey and her man are calling it quits, but they're committed to co-parenting their kid together. After more than 3 years of dating, Halsey and Olive Aiden are going their separate ways. Despite the bad news, a source told Billboard that the breakup was amicable and that both Halsey and Olive are committed to co-parenting their one-year-old son, Ender. As a formality to allow her to tour with her son, Halsey filed a petition to request primary physical custody of Ender while still having joint legal custody with Olive. The writer and producer also requested to have visitation rights. Back in 2021, Halsey and Olive surprised fans not only with their relationship, but also with news that they were expecting a little one on Instagram. Olive commented on the pregnancy post, writing, "Heart so full, I love you, sweetness." Sad to see a couple break up, but we're always supportive of healthy co-parenting. Let's move on to some other soon-to-be parents. Rihanna and Lindsay Lohan were out separately in New York City, proudly showing off their baby bumps, and they could not look cuter.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
On Monday night, Rihanna was spotted out in NYC sporting a form-fitting white bodysuit, an oversized fur coat and baggy jeans with her bump on full display. Riri announced she was pregnant with her second child immediately following her Super Bowl halftime performance. Another expectant mother, Lindsay Lohan, shared a mirror selfie on Tuesday before spending the day at New York's Edition Hotel. The singer and actress is seen making a kiss face while sporting an ankle-length green and white crochet dress with her tiny baby bump poking through the outfit. Lindsay announced that she was expecting back in March with an IG post. These two have the pregnancy glow, and we could not be happier for them. Now, before I let you go, I asked Kenzie some rapid-fire questions to learn more about the multi-hyphenate. My current TikTok obsession is?
You know, I think I go down a really deep hole of like true crime on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's been like my guilty pleasure recently, and I will watch it for hours.
The most famous person who follows me is?
The one I remember off the top of my head was when I was 8 years old. I was such a big Justin Bieber fan. I would post like edits of Justin Bieber and I together, and he followed me on Twitter. And he still follows me on Twitter. And I like had the biggest crush on him. Like when I met him, I like took a picture under his armpit and then told my mom I'm never washing my hair again. Like I am literally never washing my hair again.
Well, come on out, Justin.
No, I'm like, I would literally fall to the ground.
The most starstruck I've ever been.
Okay, honestly, I was really starstruck by Justin Bieber. I don't get starstruck over most people. Mm-hmm. I met Dr. Phil and was like, I love you, you're so funny, and I was so excited.
That's the show for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow when we'll be talking to Dochi and breaking down the top front women in rock. I'm Rania Niftos, and this is Billboard News.